We're glad to bring you this message from Timeless Truths Radio Ministry with Pastor Jerry Burns. We trust that you'll be blessed as you apply these timeless truths to your daily life.
Events are going to take place down the road because of the decisions that we make today. And yet a heart that is filled with pride, they don't care about who they hurt. They don't care about the consequences down the road. They are only caring about themselves. Listen, distant things don't seem dangerous.
It's always such a wonderful blessing to be able to study the Word of God. Pastor Burns, I heard that you're going to begin a brand new message this morning. We're so excited. I know for me personally, God always has something for me both to learn and to help me to grow. And that's why it's so important that we study and read His Word. Pastor Burns, you have our full attention. Let's learn this morning's timeless truth.
Chapter 39, as we continue our study through the book of Isaiah as a church. We are in the 39th chapter together. And we're going to begin our reading in verse number 1, Isaiah chapter 39. I hope that you brought your Bibles to church. It's so important for us to understand that this is not my opinion. This is thus saith the Lord. This is God's word, and He is our authority. And the reality is, if you don't change your life because of what God said, then you're not going to change your life for nothing. I mean, He's the authority of your life, and you need to look to Him. And I hope that you will allow the Lord to speak to your hearts this morning, and that God will direct you. Chapter 39 in verse number 1, the Bible says, "At that time, Merodach-Baladan, the son of Baladan, king of Babylon, sent letters and a present to Hezekiah, for he had heard that he had been sick and was recovered. And Hezekiah was glad of them and showed them the house of his precious things, the silver and the gold and the spices and the precious ointment and all that the house and all the house of his armor and all that was found in his treasures. There was nothing in his house nor in all his dominion that Hezekiah showed them not. Then came Isaiah the prophet unto King Hezekiah and said unto him, What said these men? And from whence came they unto thee? And Hezekiah said, They are come from a far country unto me, even from Babylon. Then said he, What have they seen in thine house? And Hezekiah answered, All that is in mine house have they seen. There is nothing among my treasures that I have not showed them. Then said Isaiah to Hezekiah, Hear the word of the Lord of hosts. Behold, the days come, and all that is in thine house, that which thy fathers have laid up in store unto this day, shall be carried to Babylon. Nothing shall be left, saith the Lord. And of thy sons that shall issue from thee, which thou shalt beget, shall they take away, and they shall be eunuchs in the palace of the king of Babylon. Then said Hezekiah to Isaiah, Good is the word of the Lord which thou hast spoken. He said, Moreover, for there shall be peace and truth in my days. Let's pray together. Our gracious Heavenly Father, we're thankful for your word, and we're grateful for the opportunity that we have to look at the truth for our life. And I pray, Lord, you would help us as we examine these powerful principles for our life, that we would not just be hearers of your word, but we would be doers as well. And so, Lord, I pray that we would be changed because of our part of this service. And Lord, may you be glorified. Hide me behind the cross, Lord. I know I'm unable to help anyone. It's your word that makes a difference in our life. And so, Lord, I pray that your word would speak to our hearts through your spirit. May you be glorified, and may your word be glorified in us. We pray it in Jesus' name. Amen. You know, as we study through the book of Isaiah, the very first section of the book of Isaiah, it deals with the threat of the Assyrians. But as we come to the last section of the book of Isaiah, this is chapter 39 to chapter 66, it speaks of the threat of the captivity by the hand of the Babylonians. And so really, chapter 39 would be an introduction to the next section as we consider the threat of the Babylonians to Judah. Now, the Bible says, as we learned a couple of weeks ago in chapter 38, that King Hezekiah had been sick, and God had healed him. God had given him 15 more years. And the Bible says that this healing had really allowed pride to get in King Hezekiah's life. In fact, as we compare scripture with scripture, I want us to go to the book of 2 Chronicles, if we could go there. 2 Chronicles chapter 32. And notice what the Bible says in verse number 24. 2 Chronicles chapter 32 and verse number 24. The Bible says this, chapter 32, verse 24. In those days, Hezekiah was sick to the death and prayed unto the Lord, and he spake unto him, and he gave him a sign. Verse 25 says this. But Hezekiah rendered not again according to the benefit done unto him, for his heart was lifted up. Therefore, there was wrath upon him and upon Judah and Jerusalem. The Bible says that God had healed Hezekiah, and after the healing in Hezekiah's life, Hezekiah just kind of forgot about God. God no longer was the focus of his life. And the scriptures teach us that Hezekiah's heart was lifted up. It's easy for us to become proud at the blessings of God in our life. And we lose focus that this is all done by the hand of God. C.S. Lewis said this, if anyone would like to acquire humility, I think I would tell him first that the first step is to realize that one is proud. If you think you're not conceited, it means that you are very conceited indeed. Pride is a dangerous thing. In fact, the Bible says in 2 Chronicles chapter 32 and verse 31, it says, howbeit in the business of the ambassadors of the princes of Babylon, who sent unto him to inquire of the wonder that was done in the land. The Bible says God left him, this is speaking of Hezekiah, to try him, that he might know all that was in his heart. Now, I want us to understand here what the Bible is saying, that expression there that God left him. It really shows us from the Bible the shortcomings of the Old Covenant, the Old Testament. God's Spirit would come upon specific people for specific purposes. When David committed sin with Bathsheba, he prayed that God would not take away his Holy Spirit. But as we come into the New Covenant, the Holy Spirit indwells those who believe in Jesus Christ, and we are sealed by the Holy Spirit. The Bible says that God will never leave us nor forsake us. And if we are straying from God, is not God leaving us, but us leaving God. It's us living our life without the Lord and doing our own thing. I think the greatest example of that would be Peter. Peter, you know, he was with the Lord and he followed the Lord and he was bold with the Lord. And then when Jesus went to the judgment hall, Peter stood by in the garden. And the Bible says that Peter denied the Lord three times, because when we stray away from the Lord, we are weak. We are much stronger when Jesus is is near. Do you believe that this morning? And so the Bible says in this passage of scripture that God had left Hezekiah because God allowed these events to take place in Hezekiah's life because God was testing him. God was revealing what was in Hezekiah's heart. So I want us to understand this, that what Well, when we look at this scripture here, we are looking more at not just the heart of Hezekiah, but the human heart in general. I'm talking about your heart and I'm talking about my heart because the Bible says that our heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. People will say, well, I'm just going to follow my heart. Don't follow your heart. Your heart is deceitful. Your heart is wicked. You need to follow truth. You need to follow what God has to say. And so we find in this passage of scripture that Hezekiah stopped following God. He was lifted up in pride and he started to follow that deceitful, wicked heart. And so what we're talking about is the message here about our human heart and the threat that every one of us have.
Hey, this is Josh. We'll get back to the message this morning in just a moment. We wanted to invite you in joining us in this ministry of proclaiming the gospel message to our region. Please pray for us as we endeavor to share God's timeless truths, but also your financial investment is appreciated. You can send a financial gift by mail to 1720 Glasgow Street, Kitchener, Ontario, N2N0A7. Or you can e-transfer to send your gift by using the email give@kitchenerbaptist.org. Your financial gift would be a great blessing and encouragement to us, and it will help us stay on air and share God's timeless truths to our community. We would love to pray for you. If you have a prayer request, head on over to timelesstruthsradio.com and send us your prayer request today. We believe that God hears and answers our prayers, and we are excited to add your requests to our prayer list. If you have any questions about this morning's message, please reach out to us. We would love to hear from you, even if it's just a word of encouragement. You'll find our contact information at timelesstruthsradio.com. We are here to help you in any way that we can, so please do not hesitate to send us an email or give us a call. Okay, now that we've taken care of these items, let's get back to this morning's message. Once again, here's Pastor Jerry Burns.
With this deceitful heart. I was talking to a pastor this week, and I'm friends with this pastor. I've preached at his church several times, and we were talking about COVID and moving forward through COVID. And I remember there was a gentleman there that was serving the Lord, and he was on fire for God. And he was just a great individual to talk to about the Lord. And I remember asking him, I said, how is so-and-so doing? And I'll never forget what he said. He says, oh, he doesn't come to church anymore. He doesn't serve the Lord anymore. He's backslidden. I thought, wow. Not in a million years would I ever think that that individual would ever become a backslidden Christian. But we're talking about a deceitful heart here. We're talking about a heart that is wicked. And if we get our eyes off of the Lord, then we can become the next Christian casualty. And this is a real threat today for every single Christian. So I want us to notice here what the Bible has to say in our text. And I want us to look at three pitfalls this morning when it comes to pride and the threat that we have when it comes to pride in our life. So if you're taking notes this morning, I want you to write down number one with me. Pride causes us to lose focus. Pride causes us to lose focus. The Bible says in verse number one of chapter 39, it says, at that time, Merodach-Baladan, the son of Baladan, king of Babylon, sent letters and a present to Hezekiah, for he had heard that he had been sick and was recovered. And Hezekiah was glad of them and showed them the house of his precious things, the silver and the gold and the spices and the precious ointment and all the house of his armor and all that was found in his treasures. There was nothing in his house nor in all his dominion that Hezekiah showed them not. First of all, I want us to note in this passage of scripture that with Hezekiah, there was a misplaced glory. There was a misplaced glory. Now, Assyria had been a huge threat to Judah and to Babylon. And I think all of us would understand that the king of Babylon wouldn't be interested in lowly Judah. They were more interested in their own agenda, their own advantage. And I think that King Hezekiah kind of got caught up in the attention that was being showed to him by the king of Babylon. And yet I find it interesting that the king of Babylon wasn't interested in Hezekiah at all. You say, Pastor Burns, what do you mean? Well, the Bible says in 2 Chronicles chapter 32 and verse 31, it says, "Howbeit in the business of the ambassadors of the princes of Babylon, who sent unto him to inquire of the wonder that was done in the land." They weren't interested in Hezekiah. They didn't care about his riches or his gold or all that he had. What they wanted to know is this wonder that occurred in the land of Judah. You say, well, what is this wonder? Well, I think it's two things. This sign or this miraculous showing, I think it happened, first of all, was the healing of Hezekiah. Hezekiah was nigh unto death. And I think he had a disease that couldn't be healed, and God showed him mercy and God healed him. But also the miraculous was the reversal of the shadow in Judah. And so the Bible says here that the king of Babylon wanted to understand more of this sign or this wonder that occurred in Judah. And yet, instead of talking about God, instead of talking about the Lord and all that God had done for him, the Bible says that Hezekiah's focus and his glory was on himself. Listen to me. There was a wonderful opportunity for Hezekiah to glorify God before these pagan Babylonians. But instead of glorifying God, he glorified himself. Look at all that I have acquired. Look at all of my armor. Look at all of my treasures. I am such a wonderful king. Friend, listen to me. We have nothing to glory in. Only God is who we should glory in. The Bible says in 2 Corinthians chapter 4 and verse 7, "But we have this treasure in earthen vessels, that the excellency of the power may be of God and not of us." Because of pride, his focus wasn't on bringing God glory. It was bringing glory to himself. And so I think in Hezekiah's life, we see a misplaced glory, but also we find a misplaced gladness. The Bible says in verse number 2, "And Hezekiah was glad of them, and showed them the house of his precious things, and the silver and the gold and the spices and the precious ointment and all the house of the armor and all that was found in the treasures. There was nothing in his house nor in all his dominion that Hezekiah showed them not." He was happy that they came to see him. You know, Hezekiah's gladness should have been in the work of God. It should have been in the healing of God. It should have been in God's wonder before his eyes. And yet we see that Hezekiah's attention was, you know what? Now we can defeat the Assyrians. Now we have this problem solved. And his focus was on himself. And God was now in his past. And so this is so sad when it comes to the life of an individual. You know, I think that Hezekiah was even saying, well, this is an answer of prayer. I mean, it frustrates me when people do wrong and live their life not according to the Bible, and then they bring God into it like God approves it. And here in this passage of scripture, Hezekiah is rejoicing in that these men came to see him. And this is not what God wanted. The Bible says in 2 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 14, "Be ye not unequally yoked together with unbelievers. For what fellowship hath righteousness with unrighteousness? And what communion hath light with darkness?" And yet we find in Hezekiah's proud heart, he had a misplaced glory. He had a misplaced gladness. He rejoiced in his sin. He rejoiced in his pride, and not in the righteousness and not in the glory of Almighty God. Number two, if you're taking notes, would you write it down? Pride makes us the center of attention. Pride makes us the center of attention. Look what the scripture says in verse number 3 together. Verse number 3 of our text, Isaiah 39. The Bible says, then came Isaiah the prophet unto King Hezekiah and said unto him, what said these men, and from whence came they unto thee? And Hezekiah said, they are come from a far country unto me, even from Babylon. Then said he, what have they seen in thine house? And Hezekiah answered, all that is in mine house they have seen, and there is nothing among my treasures that I have not showed them. Isaiah comes to King Hezekiah, and he asks two questions. He said, first of all, what did they say, and who are they? What did they say, and who are they? And we see the pride in this king's heart in verse number 3. He answers one question, but he doesn't answer the other. He says, oh, they have come from a far country. They have come even from Babylon, and they have come to see me. They want to see me. All that mattered in Hezekiah's life was Hezekiah. All the attention, all the focus was now placed upon him. We know from the scripture that they did not come to see Hezekiah. They wanted to inquire about the wonder that had happened in Judah. And yet Hezekiah made it all about him. Friend, listen to me. This is more than just a commentary on Hezekiah's life. This is the condition of the human heart. If you are not careful, this can happen to me. This can happen to you, because our heart is deceitful. It is desperately wicked. And we find really the voices of a proud heart is, hey, listen, I didn't get my way. I'm offended. I'm mistreated. I'm important. These are the voices of a proud heart. And pride makes what should be about the Lord about us. We become the center of attention. Listen to me, friend. I've seen families crumble because of pride, where someone says, it's all about me. It's all about my desires. It's all about my pleasures. I don't care about my kids. I don't care about my spouse. It's all about me. I've seen churches crumble because people make it about them and not about God. And so this really is a commentary of the human heart. We find, first of all, letter A in our notes this morning, that when we become the focus, when it's about us, we cannot see the threat down the road. When we become the focus, we become blinded to the threats that are down the road. You know, all of us are making decisions today. You made a decision today to come to church. That's a good decision. We are all making decisions, and we understand the biblical principle that we reap what we sow. Our decisions have consequences. Events are going to take place down the road because of the decisions that we make today. And yet a heart that is filled with pride, they don't care about who they hurt. They don't care about the consequences down the road. They are only caring about themselves. Listen, distant things don't seem dangerous. Distant things don't seem dangerous. When Joshua was conquering the promised land, he was met by a group of ambassadors claiming to be from a distant land. In Joshua chapter 9, in verse number 9, the scripture says, and they said unto him, from a very far country thy servants have come because of the name of the Lord thy God. For we have heard the fame of him and all that he did in Egypt. And the Bible says that they were wearing worn out clothes. They carried with them stale bread. And so Joshua went ahead and he made a treaty with them, not knowing of the consequences, not seeking the face of God, not asking the Lord's counsel, but he went ahead and he just made a decision. But the Bible teaches us that these people were not from a far country. They were, in fact, from around the corner. And the Bible says that the Gibeonites proved to be much trouble for Israel. Listen, friend, when we allow pride, eye to get into our life, all we see is ourself. All we see is what we want. We don't care about who we hurt on the way. We don't care about the consequences down the road. In fact, we don't even care to look down the road. The reality is that pride, it doesn't allow us to see the threat that come into our life down the road. Letter B, let's look at this. When we become the focus, when it's all about us, we see things differently. And I'm not saying we see things differently that are good. I'm saying that we see things wrong. We see things the wrong way. In verse number 4, the Bible says this, "Then said he, what have they seen in thine house?" And Hezekiah answered, "All that is in mine house have they seen. There is nothing among my treasures that I have not showed them." This is not very wise. I mean, Hezekiah was a good king, but this is not kingly. You just don't let the enemy into your home. You just don't let a king who eventually would conquer you to roam around your kingdom. Oh, and this is where we keep all of our weapons. And this is our shortcut. And this is all of our golden treasures. That's just not smart. And because Hezekiah had been lifted up, because Hezekiah wasn't seeing things God's way, he started to see things differently. He started to see things through the glasses of pride, and it all had become about him. And friends, listen to me. Hezekiah knew better. He knew better. And all of us can be guilty of this when we become...
Thank you for joining us for this morning's program. Timeless Truths is a ministry of the Kitchener Baptist Church in Kitchener, Ontario. We are a refreshingly conservative Baptist church that preaches the Word of God. For more information about the ministries of our church and how we can be a blessing to you, check out our church website at kitchenerbaptist.org. Our radio program is available because of the faithful prayers and financial support of listeners just like you. You can support our ministry by sending a financial gift to Timeless Truths Radio Ministry at 1720 Glasgow Street, Kitchener, Ontario, N2N0A7. That is 1720 Glasgow Street, Kitchener, Ontario, N2N0A7. You can also e-transfer your support to give at kitchenerbaptist.org. To learn more about our ministry, visit our website at timelesstruthsradio.com. Do you know the Jesus we talked about in this program? You can have abundant life through Jesus Christ right now. Just say yes to Jesus today. Fully trust in Him. Learn more about the Jesus of the Bible and how you can have eternal life. Check out our video at kitchenerhope.com. Once again, thank you for joining us this Sunday morning. From Pastor Burns and the Kitchener Baptist Church, have a wonderful day. Join us next week when we open our Bibles and learn more from God's timeless truths.